Welcome to the 90 Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. I'm Joel Brookman. Today I want to continue our discussion on reaching a blissful state of mind. And I want to talk to you about being cognizant of about where you focus your energy. If you want to think about an energy drain, think about the negative people that you know. You know, you spend time with certain people and you're just exhausted after the encounter because they're just negative people. Right? And so one of the things we've talked about before is really getting focused on positivity. Right? Surround yourself with people that make you happy, that bring you up, not that bring you down. Now, I realize we don't always have control over this, but to the extent you can exercise some control, you know, if there's a person that you don't have to have as a part of your life that constantly brings you down, that's not where you want to spend your time, and that's not where you want to focus your energy. The same thing you have to think about when you're taking in media, whether it's television or however you actually watch TV in your life. Think about watching news, local news, or violent TV shows. That's going to take away from your energy. So again, if you're trying to reach a state of bliss, you want to surround yourself with positive stimuli. Now again, you can't control it completely, but certainly you can influence it. And that positive stimuli helps enhance your mindset, allows you to appreciate your surroundings. And if you live in appreciation, that's the name of the game. That's how you get to this point of bliss, because you're appreciating what's around you, right? And you're really taking the time to understand. And as you do that, you open yourself up to experience greater bliss. And that's really what the end game is here. So think about what you have externally that you can control. Think about the negativity that you're pulling into your mind each day, whether it be from television, whether it be from people, wherever it's coming from, and do what you can to manage that negativity and introduce more positivity into your life. And think about where you can do that. And as you do it, again, you come into appreciation and you get closer to that state of bliss, which is what we're all trying to get to. If you know anyone that can benefit from hearing this message, send them a link. It's joelbrookman.com. Ask them to subscribe. From there, they can click on links to iTunes or Stitcher. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth, and in through your nose, and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90 Second Navigator. We're going to talk about what I think is the most effective way to reach a state of bliss on a daily basis. It's a concept of meditation, and all meditation really is the ability to clear your mind. The ability to let go of your ego, and the ability to just be in the moment. We'll pick up from there tomorrow.